Big news on Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles trading up in round number one again, and we are pleased to have Howie Roseman in studio to talk about the move that takes the Eagles from number eight in round number one to number two. The deal with Cleveland is done, Howie. I'd like to get the reaction when Cleveland said yes and the deal was finally done. What happens upstairs?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long process. These negotiations take longer than you would think, but we were excited to have an opportunity to be in this position. And so I think for us, when we made the decision here that we were going to say yes and go forward, we're really excited because it's a unique opportunity for our franchise, for our organization. We've only picked in the top 10 once in the last 15 years. You know, that year you were talking about Lane, who's a cornerstone for our team going forward, but you never know when you're picking in the top 10 that there'll even be an opportunity, there'll be even a quarterback there. And then you combine that with the fact that a lot of those times the teams that are picking up there don't want to trade.
So this is a deal to get the opportunity to take Jared Goff or Carson Wentz. Can you talk about them from an analytical scouting standpoint?
Yeah, I think they're very different players. Both bring an exciting skill set to the table. When you talk about Carson, you talk about he's 6'5", he's 240 pounds, he's got a great arm, he's athletic. Obviously coming from a lower level, but a won championships there. And we'll really benefit from the fact that we have the head coach, the offense coordinator, the quarterback coach, who all have been offense coordinators, all played the position, have unique insight. When you talk about Jared, 37 starts at Cal, played against the best competition in the country, accuracy, anticipation, footwork. So really you're talking about two guys that are really exciting and have a great situation here where they can sit back, watch, learn, develop.
How do you feel about the value that the Eagles gave up to go to two? Can you kind of quantify it for the fans?
Well, obviously any time that you're trading draft picks, it hurts. You know, mm-hmm. You work all year for those draft picks, especially when you're talking about a first and a second. It was important to us when we looked at it, number one, that we kept one of those third-round picks. We think we'll be able to get a good player who can help us in the third round there, and so we needed to keep one of those two-thirds. The second part, we knew the price of doing business when you're talking about a quarterback shoot, when you're talking about trades that don't involve a quarterback a couple years ago with Buffalo and Cleveland, is the next year one is coming. You know, that was coming, that's part of it. Getting the four back next year so we can add to our picks. As it sits right now, you know, we're going to be sitting there with eight picks, and we'll see how draft day goes. Maybe we get more. And then being able to plan for that two in 2018. I mean, obviously that hurts, the two in 2018, not to try to minimize that. But when you look at the deal that happened in front of us, the Titans gave up two second-round picks. It was important in this deal that there was a second-round pick at some point. Being able to be 2 years out so we could plan for it, whether that's in free agency or trying to recoup it in some way.
Howie, at what point did you kind of get an idea that this could happen? Is this something that you thought about back in January? I mean, and then the Eagles go and sign Sam Bradford and then sign Chase Daniel and invest all of these assets into the quarterback position.
Yeah, that's a good question, Dave. You know, for us, when we were picking 13 and we started meeting about the draft, we felt the first priority was to get into the top 10. We didn't have enough resources to think that we were going to get up into the top five. Once we got into the top 10, we started trying to really focus on the guys in the top 10 and then do our research and really look at the uniqueness of the situation, look at the landscape of the league going forward. You know, what does the quarterback market look like a year, 2 years from now? May or may not need one, but what does it look like? Who are the players who could potentially come out?
Like? What does it look like?
Well, it's far out, but, mm-hmm. You know, it looked like this was a good quarterback draft. And then look at the teams that potentially could need quarterbacks, either because of free agency or just, you know, the natural influx of players in this league. And just like, you know, Peyton Manning retired at some point, age gets everyone. At some point, teams are going to be looking for a new quarterback. So how many teams are you going to be competing against? Can you get up?
This division, I'm sorry for Dallas with Romo is up there. Eli Manning's got some age on him. So very soon they're going to be looking for quarterbacks also.
Great players.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. But at some point.
And so it just, for us, when you looked at all that and the uniqueness of our own experience where we haven't picked in the top 10 very often, and then the year we picked in the top 10, there was no opportunity. And then looking at maybe some other times where we had tried to move up for a quarterback and the teams were just going, I'm not trading my spot, made us feel like we had to just capitalize on the moment, even though we made the commitment to Sam. He's our starter. We made the commitment to Chase. We're excited about having him.
And what does it say about Sam? Does Sam, he's the starter. You've said that. Mm-hmm. How is he supposed to react to this?
Well, Sam's a pro. And at the end of the day, you know, we expect him to be the same person that he was. And the reason that we traded a second-round pick for him, the reason that we gave him the contract, is because we believe he can win games and lead our team. And so some of the hardest part of our job is not only to look at the short term, but also look to the long term for this organization and this franchise. And so does this trade pay immediate dividends? It doesn't. But that's what free agency was for. It was to address needs. We feel like we did that, and we need to put ourselves in a position as an organization, as a football team, where every year we have a shot. And the most important step of that is stability and security at the quarterback position.
And so the 2016 Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie has said, expecting to compete for the NFC East title, that does not change.
Well, shoot, right? If the owner says it.
Right? You know, I mean, he said it in March. He said it in March before all of this went down.
I mean, we're competing. You know, that's our goal. But from my perspective, the goal is to put together a team that over a period of time can continually get in the playoffs and then one year hopefully deliver that elusive title that our fans so deserve.
And with seven picks still in this draft, Howie, can you kind of speak to the depth in this draft and the ability to still make an impact starting with pick number 79?
Well, that was part of our reasoning here as well, that when we looked at its certain positions that we thought were really strong in this draft, we felt like because of the depth at those positions, we'd have an opportunity maybe for guys to come along a little bit later and get some players that we had targeted. But there's no question about it. When you're talking about third and fifth round picks, they're different than first and second round picks. We had already started without a second round pick. But, you know, we look at it and we have a 1, we have a 3, we have 2 5s, we have a 6, we have 2 7s. And then we got to do a great job after the draft and getting some guys who can contribute.
Somebody asked me this question. I want to ask it of a fan. Does the money that you save in the draft, right, is there money saved in this draft now? The salary, I guess not. Because
no,
you're moving up. Okay, so that they were going to try to relate it to Fletcher Cox and the ability to sign him and create a little cap room there.
Let's put Fletcher Cox right over here and understand we want Fletcher Cox
all the time. Right, Fletcher Cox is going to be an Eagle, right?
He's always on our mind.
Okay.
We want Fletcher Cox.
Okay. Howie, let's talk about the negotiation itself. How does it happen? How did it take us inside the quick little 45-second version of it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of give and take. When you have a deal that's already done in front of you, it brings up some parameters that probably from their perspective they were very comfortable with, and from our perspective made us understand the reality of the situation of what we were going to pay if we were going to move into the spot. And you know, we had to weigh it against all the research we had done over the off season and what we believed in as a team, and we had just decided that with the staff that we had and with the philosophy that we had, we were going to invest in quarterbacks.
The actual negotiation was easier, harder, more complex than others you've done in the past?
Well, we got a great relationship with the Browns and their organization, and their owner and our owner obviously have a great mutual respect and partnership. And then Sashi Brown, I know for a long time, and he does a great job for them. And he's great at what he does.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I know. How was it up there? Everybody thrilled, though, right?
Everybody was at practice,
dude. Yeah. I actually talked to Frank Reich about both of these guys, and I trust Frank. And I think it's really an interesting case. You're putting a ton of faith and trust in Doug, in Frank, in Flip. You really believe those guys can develop young quarterbacks and quarterbacks
on
the roster.
I'll tell you what, you know, I think the most interesting aspect for this whole process for me was spending the time with them and seeing them get their hands on all these quarterbacks they were with. And I can tell you from my personal experience, our fans should have tremendous faith in those guys. They're really good at what they do. They take tremendous pride in developing quarterbacks. And that's going to benefit Sam, that's going to benefit Chase, and that's going to benefit whoever we bring in here.
All right. Howie, we'll see you on draft Thursday. Thank you very much. Great job. Howie Roseman, thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.